President Trump says the man who shot up a Republican congressional baseball practice in Alexandria, Virginia this morning has died. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was among the injured. He was shot in the hip and is now in stable condition. Here's the president speaking earlier.
We can all agree that we are blessed to be Americans, that our children deserve to grow up in a nation of safety and peace, and that we are strongest when we are unified and when we work together for the common good.
Representative Mo Brooks was at the game. Here he is on CNN this morning describing what he saw.
But I was on deck about to hit batting practice on the third base side of home plate, and I hear a loud bam. And I look around, and behind third base and the third base dugout, which is cinder block, I see a rifle. And I see a little bit of a body, and then I hear another blam, and I realize that there's an active shooter.
Representative Mo Brooks speaking there. And joining us now from the scene is NPR congressional reporter Jeff Bennett. Jeff, what do we know so far about what happened this morning?
Well, we know, continuing the story that Mo Brooks was telling there on CNN, we know after that, the shooter apparently shot Congressman Steve Scalise, who's a member of the congressional leadership. And because Scalise was here at that practice this morning, and because he is in leadership, he carries with him a security detail. Most members of Congress don't. And if those officers who were here this morning were not with him, if Scalise were not here this morning, you can imagine this would have been a far more tragic scene, because those two officers engaged the gunman directly. They were shot. We understand that they're in the hospital and are being treated and are recovering well. Scalise, we also understand, has also come out of surgery, and he's doing well and said to be in good spirits. And then the gunman, who NPR has identified as James Hodgkinson of Belleville, Illinois, we know from President Trump, who held a press conference a little while ago, we know that he is now dead. We don't know any more about the motive, but the officers who were here this morning tell us that this was an isolated incident, an active scene, or this is no longer an active scene. This appears to be an isolated incident. They say it's still too early to know if these members of Congress were targeted.
And by the way, this is the first time a member of Congress has been shot since Gabby Giffords back in 2011. What about the other people who were not members of Congress who were involved? Do we know anything about that?
Well, aside from the two Capitol Police officers, there are two other people, one of whom is a staffer for Texas Congressman Roger Williams, a guy named Zachary Barth. He posted on Facebook that he's okay. The other person, we're not entirely sure if this person is a staffer or another way connected to the members of Congress. We're not entirely sure about that person's identity.
And as you say, we have no idea of a motive, or we don't know much more about the shooter, in this case, James Hodgkinson.
No, that's what we're waiting to learn more about. I'll tell you, though, about this about the game. The practice, the reason they were practicing here this morning is something they've been doing, frankly, every weekday morning for the last few months. I've actually seen them practicing here on my way into work. The members are actually getting ready for a huge baseball game tomorrow at Nats Field here in Washington, D.C. We understand that game is going to go on as previously scheduled. And the Democrats, who were also practicing in a different field in Washington, we know, stopped to pray when they learned about what happened here. So this, you know, congressional baseball has a long tradition here dating back, you know, at least 100 years. And this game that they were practicing for, I think it benefits the Boys and Girls Club. It also has a storied tradition. And so, you know, in many ways, the members who were here this morning were doing what their constituents say they want them to do, you know, work across the aisle, meet each other, work together. And then, of course, you know, it's had a this morning anyway, had a tragic and harrowing end.
And what has it done to the agenda in Washington right now? We know that President Trump was supposed to be at the Labor Department today. He canceled that. The House is not in session today. What's the mood there?
Everything has been canceled today, both on the Hill and at the White House, as we understand it. This morning, immediately after the shooting here took place, the security was tight around the Capitol, as you might imagine. Members at this hour are in a meeting, and then I understand they're going to meet, members of the House anyway, are going to gather on the House floor, and they're going to hear from the House Speaker. And then we imagine there'll be a moment of silence. But yeah, I mean, people are really shaken up, both on the Hill and in this community of Delray, Delray, community within Alexandria, Virginia. It's a bedroom community. Lots of people who live on the hill, you know, live here. Lots of young families, you know, sort of single, small, all brick colonial homes sort of dot the street here where we are. I spoke with someone who lives not too far away, and he said that initially when he heard the noise, he thought a transformer had blown. And then he thought, well, maybe there was a robbery taking place at a nearby CVS. And then he realized that a shooting was taking place. And after the scene sort of settled, he walked up and he saw bullet holes in the window of a nearby YMCA. And he looked across the street and saw more bullet holes in the window of a coffee shop that he goes to every morning. So that's the sense of the community here. It's I take my son to Saturday soccer practice at this field here, and you know this entire neighborhood is really shaken by what transpired here this morning.
That's NPR congressional reporter Jeff Bennett joining us from the scene of the shooting in Alexandria, Virginia. Jeff, thank you.
You're welcome.